This is Dr. Brass Tax. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
I'm calling about two things. The general called earlier and complained about his freezer, and then the lady about the roof afterwards.
Yes.
Both are reflecting something that I think needs attention in Barbados. And that is, just as how you were speaking earlier about the need for a lawyer's association to control the conduct of lawyers, I think we need something in Barbados where we have a body which controls the conduct of artisans. And I would suggest that unless you are approved by this body, then people would then be employing you at their own risk. So I believe that something like that needs to be instituted in Barbados. What do you
I support that fully. We have had too many instances.
Yes.
One too many.
Yes.
Of
yes.
Scenarios. I'm hearing an echo in your phone.
Oh, I'm sorry.
But I'm familiar with too many instances of persons, and mind you, WhatsApp has shared quite a number of scenarios where persons have indicated that they have hired persons and they've run off with the money at some stage of the services being offered. But I will read one here for you, which I smiled when the person shared it. They said, "Good afternoon, I had a tree that needed to be trimmed. I was given the name of a guy who does this kind of work. I called and he came, told me that he does this work daily. He looked at the job and he gave me an estimate, which I accepted. The morning he turned up, the first thing he wanted to do was to borrow my ladder plus his saw. So I told him not to bother. So I got a cussing. I looked into the yellow pages, found a tree trim cutting company. I called, they turned up, and the first thing the guy did was to show me his insurance paper, showing me that he was insured for any liability that might occur. He came, he cleaned up the place afterward, and the price was less than the first guy." And I smiled when I saw that, because
wonderful.
Sometimes we have to, as consumers, also exercise a certain level of intuitive activity, for lack of a better word. Because sometimes we know that a person smells like trouble, and because they were recommended by a cousin, a family member, or someone who we know we trust, we end up trusting, extending that extension of trust to that person. And unfortunately, we suffer the consequences.
The second point that I wanted to make is I think that you moderators need to do a little bit better job on trying to explain this situation with the debt restructuring. Now, when you are being downgraded, report after report after report after report, it was indicating to the people that investment in government bonds, etc., was less and less secure. That is what it meant. And that's what some of the members of the House of Assembly, including Mr. Owen Arthur, had said to the public, that investing in government paper was insecure. In fact, it was described as investing in junk. I don't think that people realize that the two things are as connected as they ought to be. Made plain to the people that here it is, the rating agencies were saying to you over all this period of time that government's investment papers were not going to yield what they were supposed to yield. And people kept on investing. Indeed, I believe, I am subject to correction, that there were senior people in government, or the most senior person in government, technically, was actually advising people to buy savings bonds. And that, to me,
the savings bonds, you must remember, are not included in this debt restructuring. So even although that senior technical person would have suggested to invest in savings bonds, whoever he or she might be, the savings bonds are not captured. And therefore, if you have savings bonds, you will not suffer any impact as a result of the debt exchange.
There could have been if the government was not being lenient because I believe that's only an out of graciousness, perhaps, to save themselves from trouble. Because if somebody took this to court, I'm pretty sure that they could win a case, because it was being advertised as a safe investment. And I cannot see how it could be if the economy cannot support it. So I just think that you all need to explain to people the link between the two things. And the only way that the government would have been able to pay these people money was if they would resort to actually printing money to do so. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much for your contribution. I think pretty well articulated that one of these scenarios and challenges in any investment continues to be sometimes lack of discernment, and especially if you're being told by senior persons that a particular investment is safe. I'm sure us as consumers, investors, whomever we are deemed at the time, we make those decisions based on best judgment and based on advice of financial advisors, etc., not necessarily contemplating the possibilities which may be not positive for us. I can hear someone in the background. This is Dr. Brastatz. Good afternoon. Good afternoon. You're on the air.
Hello. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
I'd like to make a series of points, and then I will go. I want to start with what we have learned from the passing of the last storm.
Passing of?
The last storm that has just passed.
Oh, storm. Tropical storm Kirk.
Yeah, Kirk. Okay. Whilst the former, I would say more or less the acting Prime Minister, Adil Marshall, made a good call on Thursday, in that the weather did not come till around late evening, and he made a next good call more or less on the Friday, whereby by 8:30, quarter to nine, the rainfall had subsided. Okay, that was a good call. But what we learn now from the flooding is that 40, 43 or so buses that would have worked beyond the time that they were supposed to work were in flood waters and had electrical problems. So I'm saying that Sederma should look at the fact that, okay, if you have a better system that's coming,
DEM, Department of Emergency Management?
Yes.
Right. Sederma is the regional body.
Right. I'm guessing that they should know by XY time, okay, based on information from the Met Office. Well, the last bus should run at this time and should not be involved in any flood issues, because those same buses have to be used to get police, nurses, security guards, teachers, whoever, to their workplaces the following day or when the system has passed. That's one point. The point that came up also too was this issue with the fiber optic. Now, imagine you had a system that passed here that did not have any real serious winds, okay, right? Mm-hmm. You have elderly people who don't have cell phones. You have people who have homes, unfortunately, in bottoms. Now, we had rain falling for over 13 hours. So I'm just saying that even though you might have a well in your area, mm-hmm. a well can only take so much. And then after it's full, you're going to have more or less the proliferation of water. Mm-hmm. Now, imagine you had a scenario whereby you had hurricanes like Maria that would have been much bigger and giving you rainfall more or less running into 22 and 24 hours clear. Do you know the amount of people that would have drowned in Barbados? Do you know that the defense force would not have been able to get everybody who was in a crisis situation in Barbados? So I'm seeing this issue here with the fiber optic. It needs to be looked at very seriously. And if anybody is going to look at any suing or so on, we have to look at the fact we need to put more or less mediums in place where flow has to be accountable, more or less, that you cannot have a system that the electricity is out. You don't have a phone service. You don't have a medium of calling out to say, well, like, this is an emergency. Like in the case in water. And if that guy didn't have a cell phone, how would he be able to call about the pregnant lady and her son where the water was going in into the house? Right, this gets 2 points. I want to come on to the insurance fraternity. The insurance fraternity, to me, in this country, don't seem to really function with any structural, preemptive, functional, consequential, or I would say preemptive thinking. I'm going to touch on some points here very quickly. We have, across this entire road network on this island, areas where there are chronic accidents that access to happening over and over every year. And that is impacting on the same insurance fraternity in terms of payments out. Let me give some quick examples. coming down behind government house, that wall that belongs to property that's adjacent to government house, that is impacted very frequently. You have the situation when you come down Kalmarock, you pass the Church of Church of Nazarene in the corner, you come to Chanel's, you made a right turn to go across to the bottom of Pine East West Boulevard. When you made that right turn, do you know how much vehicles go end up in the fencing? Right now, that fencing is down right now, okay, right?
Mm-hmm. For the you mean the wall fencing?
Yeah, the fencing for the special needs school.
Well, over on the other side, further down, a couple hundred yards down.
Right, I'm going to come to a point here now. We had four young ladies in the prime of their lives who lost their lives in Lower Tomei Hill a few Octobers ago, mm-hmm. right? Has the insurance company gone in that area and look at the amount of walls, including molested fence that belongs to McGarvey's garage that have been knocked down, the frequency with which they have been knocked down? In some cases, a piece of the wall is knocked down, and within the next 6 days, the rest of the wall is knocked down again. Now, the point I want to come to is this here. We got a situation here whereby, like, going down by the wharf, the same place down by Government Hill, and around the corner by the Special Needs School. Those are, I guess, a few examples I've mentioned. Where the insurance fraternity need to work with MTW and the police, right, okay? And look at changing the surface of the road in those areas where you have more traction, whereby molested, then you see there is the denigration of the surface. It's still being denigrated with a roughness, a rigidity that you have traction. The majority of vehicles on this island, molested, are front-wheel drive. And what I could have a lot of Bayfield buses and so on going up there. And if you were to do an anthology of everything that's happening, you would get to realize a lot of these accidents too are happening late at night or in the wee hours in the morning. It's not so much that people are tired. When the dew falls on the road with so much buses and vehicles that are leaking oil, it forms a slippery spectrum on the road that causes you to lose control. And by the time you know it, you're out of control, you're into something. Still on the insurance fraternity, I want to know why it is that the insurance fraternity don't take a more invasive role overall in its the overall function of its more or less its body in that, okay, the insurance fraternity should
be involved. So the GLIB isn't fulfilling that particular mandate that you speak of, General Insurance Association of Barbados?
Okay, Miss, all I'm saying is that all the insurance companies in Barbados that deal with motor insurance and so on, mm-hmm. they should have a database of all accidents that happen. They should work with police force mm-hmm. and MTW and know more or less where these accidents happen and what is causing them. You have brutal force.
So, question, just question for you. That doesn't exist right now, or you're not familiar with the insights?
To me, Miss, it doesn't exist because, as far as I'm concerned, nothing is being done about more or less these constant repetitive accidents happening in areas where they've been happening for years. Okay, we had Rendezvous Hill where people were sliding and running into the back of other vehicles. This is years now they've changed the aggregate of that more or less the surface of the road in Rendezvous Hill. And that has significantly abated the instances of those things happening.
So there has to be some more collaboration on that, particularly as it relates to the insurance companies, the police, and looking to see what. So I'm taking your particular point on board that there's more collaboration that's needed. I wouldn't make the blanket statement that none exists, because you also use an example of a scenario where the heads put their, you know, they put their heads together and Rendezvous Hill was fixed. So maybe we're calling for some more of that collaboration between, you know, interagency, so as to reduce the number of incidents and accidents that occur.
Yes. Our next thing is there now, we have a situation here.
I hope this is your last one.
still talking about the issue here with insurance. I think the insurance also, too, if you're insuring a property, I think you should work with the architectural design bureaus, if there is one. Okay. I look at the designs. Now, we have systems that pass over. We are lucky. Much more lucky than our neighbors, okay? But what I'm saying is that when you are building houses, I believe that you should build houses with the fact that we are in a hurricane belt. I want to make a lot more points, Wallace, but I'm going to sum up on this one here.
But try and call back another time, though, because you're making some good points.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
But I just want to conclude on this point here with Kickham, Jenny. This is 4 days straight now where there's a lot of unusual seismic activity with that on the sea volcano. Do we have a system in place, right? That if you have a tsunami coming from the southeast, from the area of Grenada, mm-hmm. that would impact on Oystens and would have a horrendous impact on the West Coast, where our hotel industry really and truly houses, right?
Mm-hmm.
Do we have, when you look at the fact you leave on a university, the next point you could come inland, right, is Holder's Hill. Then the next point is Sunset Crest.
Yeah.
You leave there, you come to more or less, you come to go up to Lancaster, and from there, the next point then would be Gibbs. And from Gibbs, then you have the next point would be Spicetown.
Yeah.
My point is this. If we have a tsunami that's going to impact on this island, we should have a system where there are horns. There should be a system where that you got a loud alarm that goes off that says to people on the West Coast, look, something is coming. It's going to hit here in the next 7 minutes. You need to get further.
Definitely. Definitely. There's some work that has been done with tsunami alerts with the Department of Emergency Management. I'm not sure what take up. I know there was mentioned that there was not that significant take up in terms of attendance and participation from the private sector. But every year, I think this last year would have been the third successive year that the tsunami alert workshop had taken place, and the Department of Emergency Management was trying to share with the respective, particularly in West Coast, a lot of the hotels and the agencies are on that side, how to receive the response and what mechanism they have in place, etc. I'm not sure of the whole details of it, but I know that for 3 years consecutive, the DEM has done some work on that. But it's a good point, very, very, very good points you've raised. Thank you so much for your contribution. This is Down to Brass Tacks. This is Down to Brass Tacks. Good afternoon. Down to Brass Tacks. Down to Brass Tacks. Good afternoon.
Good afternoon.
Yes, good afternoon. We're going until 1:30 p.m. today.
Ms. Gale.
Yes, good afternoon.
I would like to know if you know that there is a cap on accidental death in Barbados.
Cap per insurance company?
Correct.
Mm.
Do you know that this is so?
No, I don't.
I would like you to research it.
That's
because if any of your relatives were to be, say, killed or died in some sort of circumstance,
mm-hmm.
and you were due to be compensated by an insurance company,
mm-hmm.
the lawyers have a cap on what you would be compensated.
This is cap per year, cap per insurance company. Talk to me.
There's a cap total. If your mother or father was killed on the highway, the most they can give you is $5,000. And you got to put up with that.
But then that doesn't take into consideration the life insurance and the other things that could have...
We're not talking about whether they had life insurance or not. We're talking about the fact they were killed
mm-hmm.
accidentally.
Right.
And the person responsible for killing them, mm-hmm. who was insured by the insurance company...
Can only pay out a certain amount.
Can only pay out what is capped by the lawyers in this country. This is what I want the Attorney General and them to address, because this is, look, there was a Dominica lady living in Barbados. Her son was accidentally killed on the highway in Florida. You know, she got the biggest insurance settlement for accidental death in America, $49 million. If that had happened in Barbados, the lawyers would make sure you get $5,000, maybe $10,000. And the turnout for your mother or your father or your brother could be 20.
Hmm.
You understand what I'm saying?
I'm hearing you. It's something that I will definitely go and read upon and get some information on for sure.
And I would like Dale Marshall to look into it too, because it is not fair.
Okay.
That is all I need to tell you today, sweetheart. Okay?
Thank you so much. This is Down to Brass Tacks. We had a WhatsApper earlier who shared a poll number in Burt's Village, LKK660, and they said it is leaning. They'd call the Barbados Light and Power, and they haven't heard anything as yet. So LKK660 in Burt's Village. This is Down to Brass Tacks. Good afternoon. Good afternoon. We had another WhatsApper who mentioned earlier that the issue is not necessarily guns. The issue has more to do with the violent nature of Barbadians. And I did mention that as well. And I think a lot of our challenges do stem from some of the violent tendencies that a lot of us have. Dr. Brass Sachs, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, ma'am.
Hi, good afternoon.
Hello?
Hi, good afternoon. I can hear you.
Okay, so I can hear you. I like to speak about two things. It's telephone company with the boxes. When the electric goes, you cannot hear anything. I think it's wrong, especially for the third person. Then they bring these boxes and put on your house, this bit of these boxes, put on your house, and your electricity go up. I think that we deserve better than this. As a gentleman said, but if you have a disaster, you can't walk, you can't run. What can happen to you another car with you? My second thought is kicking Jenny. I live cold. It's where I hear that it's kicking Jenny as
erupts.
What? All white young can get taken away. I was surprised just now on the news when I hear that in September they have these different things. And I think that these people have to notify what we have to do in kicking getting car. They just have some wind and the amount of flooding that I see. And I know I see on TV how they sea washing and take out everything and everybody.
In Indonesia, the recent tsunami that took place.
Hello?
I'm just saying that you're probably referring to Indonesia, the recent tsunami that took place shortly after the volcano.
If we have a kicking Jenny that is not being healed itself, I think that we should know more about it. We should know because this is a small country and we have a lot of people. You know, this is the thing that is so the telephone company. I support anybody that who is behind what is happening because when you go to pay your money, You can't even disconnect you. So I think that we need service at any disaster. We need the people that can't run, can't walk, can't see, can't hear. We should be able to have the service to call somebody. Okay, bye-bye. Have a good day.
Thank you so much. We have a WhatsApper here that said that a letter was submitted to Flo asking them to resolve that matter ASAP. And failure to do so can result in some legal action. That's pretty interesting. There are some telephones that do not require electricity, but I'm not sure how that is done. My producer is telling me not anymore. I have one for the phone. This is Dr. Brass Sachs.
Yeah, that is correct.
Dr. Brass Sachs.
All phones require electricity. All fiber optics. Some subscribers were supplied with the UPS. And then it becomes the responsibility of other people to get their UPS. I think each that they supply the telephone should now supply the UPS, even if they bill you over a 2-year period for the cost of it.
Okay.
You know, and I called about warning. One of your callers earlier called about something really significant. I did an estimate, Kickham Jenny to Barbados, at the rate that the water flowed in Indonesia is 13 minutes, 1-3. Scenario, 2 o'clock in the morning, tsunami, 13 minutes to Barbados. Nobody knows. It was simple enough. After Hurricane Jeanette, each police station had a siren. And during the hurricane season, it was sounded every Sunday morning at 10 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
for three sessions of about 30 seconds each. So everyone became familiar. That's an era of poor communication. We have good communication there. Put back the same siren. Let the public get accustomed to it. And it can be sounded, you know, all police stations are open 24/7. A note goes out saying a tsunami, and people become, the sound goes, and it was heard all across Barbados because of the position of the police stations.
Mm-hmm.
Each Barbadian could have heard the ones installed after Hurricane Jeanette. But after a while with communication, yes, they got rid of them. We can put them back and let the public get accustomed to it, look, not only for tsunami, any emergency,
mm-hmm.
right? And that can be sounded. Nothing expensive. And it doesn't require a lot of technology. So I just thought I'd back up my friend who called to say that the tsunami, some warning needs to come for tsunami.
Yes.
Thank you very much.
Thank you so much.
Good. Bye-bye.
Thank you. We have a WhatsApper that says, as a practicing attorney at law, I must tell you that the caller who spoke about the 5,000 cap on accidental death claims. We have a WhatsApper that says, as a practicing attorney at law, I must tell you that the caller who spoke about the 5,000 cap on accidental death claims, he's unfortunately misled the listening public. There are many, many factors that go into the accidental death claim, such as age, future earnings expected, and so on. I don't know where the caller got this information from. This is Down to Brass Tacks.
Good afternoon, Ms. Gibbs.
Good afternoon. Doing well, thanks.
Yeah, can you hear me?
I can hear you.
Yeah, because I'm getting a bit of a feedback here. Yeah, we don't have much time. I promise you, next time we spoke, I'll bring you the passage from the Book of Acts. But Mr. Corillian, as you're wondering, we and I once had a talk about Kingdom Jenny. No, Rosin shouldn't worry. It depends on what prayer my African ancestors made regarding Jenny and her brother Jack, which is right next to her. Don't worry about it. I told Mark bringing the dream that I had back in my mother's in Canada about the Caribbean being flooded. Don't worry about that. The name is Refan, R-E-P-H-A-N. In the authorized version, it's called Rempha, R-E-M-P-H-A-N. And it's song in Acts chapter 7, verse 43. This is the Bible dictionary for Prince. I have my own copy. You have one in the library. I have my own copy. It reads as follows. A God who has a star associated with him and who was worshipped by the Israelites in the wilderness. Acts chapter 7, verse 43. The passage is quoted from the Old Testament. The name represents Raphan, R-A-I-P-H-A-N, a corrupt transliteration in the Septuagint, which is the 70, of Kaivan, K-A-I-V-A-N. This was the name of the planet Saturn among the Syrians of that time, and was understood to be the god Chion, C-H-I-U-N, in Amos chapter 5, verse 26. In view of this extremely probable origin of the name Rifa, the proposed identification of it with an Egyptian god, Renpu, R-E-N-P-U, falls to the ground. I also have one on Lucifer, too. Are you still with me or are you gone?